This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The South Korean and U.S. militaries began their biggest joint military exercises in years. In apparent protest, North Korea said it conducted submarine-launched cruise missile tests. The launches on Sunday signal North Korea likely will conduct more weapons testing during the South Korean-U.S. drills that are to run for 11 days. Last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his troops to be ready to repel what he called frantic war preparation moves from its rivals. Meantime, in an exclusive interview with Reuters, Seoul's mayor Oh Seung-hoon rekindled the debate over whether South Korea should arm itself with nuclear weapons at a time when the North is racing to perfect its capability to strike the South.
Now that North Korea has nearly succeeded in miniaturizing and making lighter tactical nuclear weapons and secured at least dozens of warheads, we've come to a point where it's difficult to convince people of the rationale that we should refrain from developing nuclear weapons and stick to the cause of denuclearization.
Oh said that the Ukraine crisis has only cemented his conviction that the goal of denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula has lost its appeal. The Russian paramilitary group Wagner announced new gains in the fight for the city.
Attacks have taken a heavy toll on civilians, said the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as he addressed his nation.
Missiles and artillery, drones and mortars. The evil state uses different weapons, but with one goal in mind, to destroy life and leave nothing human.
And that's VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias. This is VOA News. The U.S. government took extraordinary steps Sunday to stop a potential banking crisis after the historic failure of the Silicon Valley Bank. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Sunday assured depositors at the failed financial institution that they would be able to access all of their money quickly. The announcement came amid fears that the factors that caused the Santa Clara, California-based bank to fail could spread. It also came only hours before trading began on Monday morning in Asia. Regulators had worked all weekend to try and come up with a buyer for the bank, but apparently to no avail. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
Iraq's prime minister says that he's promising to tackle climate change, which has affected millions across the country, including plans to meet a third of the country's electricity demands using renewable energy. Climate change for years has compounded the woes of the troubled country. Droughts and increased water salinity have destroyed crops, animals, and farms and dried up entire bodies of water. The sister of an American killed in an attack in Mexico says that she and he both had a bad feeling about the trip. Zelandria Brown tells the Associated Press over the phone that her brother, Zendel Brown, was worried about taking his first trip outside the United States.
He told me about it Thursday, and I told him, you know, never take Route 35 into Mexico. Never do that. And he was like, okay, sis, I got you, you know. Tony, you know I'm all right.
Brown's brother went down with a group of friends, including one woman who was treating herself to cosmetic surgery and another who was celebrating a 34th birthday. She says her brother was extremely close to her. He was a carpenter who liked to play video games in his spare time. Navalny, a look at the Russian opposition leader following an attempted life or an attempt on his life, has won the Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. Director Daniel Roher's portrait of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny as shadowy operatives, truth-seeking journalists, conspiracy theories, and Soviet-era poisons. In a film with obvious political poignance following the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Roher accepted a statuette by saying he dedicated it to Navalny and to all political prisoners around the world. Again, Navalny, a look at the Russian opposition leader, has won Best Documentary Feature at the Oscars. More at voanews.com.